see a headline here that it says Victoria, Australia, recording now its highest number of COVID cases through the entire pandemic, happening now. Australia has been exceptionally brutal on crackdowns, lockdowns, social distancing, all of the rules, masks, vaccines, all of it. And yet somehow it's not enough. It's not enough, and they're pushing for more, longer lockdowns. But listen to this. Australia now cracking down on gig workers. This is how. Listen to what we have here. Go.
Ask yourself these three questions. In my work, do I come into contact with vulnerable people? Is my workplace at a higher risk of infection? Do I work on infrastructure or logistics that are critical to the territory? If your answer is maybe, or I don't know, you need to get the jab. Critically, the direction also applies to industries who directly face customers in circumstances where the worker may not know the vulnerability of the person they are interacting with. So it is simple. If your job includes interacting with members of the public, then you need to get the jab. If you work in hospitality, you need to get the jab. If you work in retail or in a supermarket, you need to get the jab. If you are behind the counter at the bank, if you're a receptionist or positions like that, you need to get the jab. If you are a barber, a hairdresser, a beauty therapist, you need to get the jab.
Pretty much everybody needs to get the jab. You need to get the jab. Here's the next part of that conversation. Must be vaccinated. You must be in Australia. Or you can't go to work, you see. And if you do, if you have the belief that somehow you're a Western civilization free individual that can decide for themselves about whether or not you get vaccinated, the penalties are significant. Listen.
All these workers and many, many more directly interact with members of the public. That means you are frontline workers in our economy. That means you must be vaccinated. Of course, there can be exemptions, but these are extremely narrow and must be backed up with medical evidence. Simply not wanting the vaccine is not a reason. Today, we're also announcing the date from which this mandate comes into effect. From Saturday, the 13th of November, if you have not received at least your first dose of a vaccine, you will not be permitted to attend your workplace in that role, and a failure to comply with the direction is a $5,000 fine. That means that workers must have received at least their first dose by Friday the 12th of November at the latest.
Or it's a $5,000 fine. For starters, that's before they drag you into the city square and beat you senseless with big chunks of wood in front of everybody. And then kick you in the ribs twice, just for good measure. By the way, do you think these things can't happen here? Well, of course they can. Of course they can. People are being fired in America today. People are being fired in America today because they do not want the vaccine that has proved to be a hell of a lot less effective than we were ever told. Remember, we were told 94% effective. No, 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 90% effective. No, 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 80% effective. 47% because effective or not. Apparently not very effective. Keeps people out of the hospital, we're told. Does not stop the spread of the disease. A lot of fully vaccinated people have died. You know that, so do I. The vaccine's now being pushed on kids from 5 to 11. Not in this house, I can tell you that. And by the way, if you wondered about America ever considering this, well, think about this. Some politicians have been thinking about cracking down on the American people under the guise of illness for decades. Yes, a lot of politicians have been thinking about this for decades. Here's one of those folks. Listen.
That if we don't get one disease under control, you may find legislative bodies taking whole classes of people based upon propensity of conduct to say, we're going to put you in a certain category. We're going to demand mandatory testing for you.
Ah, yes. Senator Joe Biden. Whole classes of people. Whole classes of people. Listen, I want you to hear that again so you can enjoy it and digest it well. Listen to Joe Biden again when he was a senator talking about cracking down on the American people. Here it is.
That if we don't get one disease under control, you may find legislative bodies taking whole classes of people based upon propensity of conduct.
Well,
to say we're going to put you in a certain category. We're going to demand mandatory testing for you.
Yep. Based on conduct, mandatory testing. The only thing he missed back then was the comment on the vaccines. Frightening, isn't it? You see, we're in a place that we've never been before, and we've got things happening that have never happened before. And the problem is, if the vaccines had worked as advertised, things would be different. But they haven't worked as advertised. In fact, they continue to adjust the numbers. Like I said, 94% efficacy. Remember that? That was for Pfizer. 93% for Moderna. And then they said, well, it's like 90%. And then, well, more like 80%. Well, and after 2 or 3 months, you know, it's still at 75%. No, after 3 or 4 months, actually more like 65%. And after 6 months, it's 47%, and so on and so forth. So the efficacy is unknown, really, at this point. And the numbers have been fudged in so many places, nobody knows for sure about much of any of it, because we've fooled around with the numbers. And when you do that, the numbers have no value at all. And that's on the government for doing that. All right. Let's see, patriotfoods.com. Don't forget to support American farmers. You need to do that every single day. We have learned about supply chains, haven't we? Christmas might get canceled, so says the observers. Joe Biden might just cancel Christmas because, you know, they had a big meeting about all of this, by the way. They decided if you had the ports working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you could move more goods and services. No kidding. So after 5 months of study, you realize, hey, if we had longer hours, we could get stuff done. Geniuses in Washington. PatriotFoods.com. It's free to look. Don't forget that part. I'll be right back.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
It's time for you to hear the truth. It's time for American history to be told straight, because American history is at a crisis point. Join me and Hillsdale College in the Great American Story, A Land of Hope. It's Hillsdale's new free online course, and it explores the history of America and her greatest triumphs and achievements, as well as our shortcomings and our failures. The free online course is an unbiased study of American patriotism. Join me at GruberForHillsdale.com. GruberForHillsdale.com.